The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to our show. Happy New Year, everyone.
Right. Happy New Year.
I know there was an episode that aired on New Year's, but it was... a replay because the studio wasn't open.
But here we are in the live.
Live! Da-da-da-da! Of course, our show is Being Here, and I'm Ariel.
Hi, I'm Shia.
And we tend to finish each other's sentences, so if you are starting with us for the first time, we like to let you know that that's our style.
Right, and we hope all is well in your lives. But if it isn't, like in mine, I have a lung infection, which just caught me off guard, and here I am anyway.
So, regardless of the circumstances of your life...
It doesn't mean you can't have a magnificent life.
And that you can't have that inner peace.
Of well-being, even though your body can be off.
You know, a lot of people are looking for world peace, but they are at war with themselves.
Right, and world peace really starts at home in each of us as individuals, because you really can't have world peace if you annoy yourself and upset yourself and disturb yourself over what other people do.
Or over the conditions you find yourself in. Hence the name World War Me. So, for instance, Shia, obviously, his preference is not to be ill.
That's right. That's my preference.
And you can include your preferences and fully engage in the circumstances of your life and fully engage in this moment as it's showing up.
Even if it doesn't meet your preferences.
So, it's not about deleting anything. It's not about getting rid of your preferences. It's about noticing them and, in a way, setting them aside and allowing yourself to be here.
Well, you see, you can only do one thing at a time, really. Multitasking is not a great way to go about one's life, because you're not really where you are for anything that you're doing. And since you can only do one thing at a time, you can either put your attention on your disagreement about how life is going and how you would prefer to be as opposed to how it is, or you can live life as though how it is how it should be, whether or not it fits your preferences. Now, that may have been a little confusing, and if it was, I apologize, but you know, the doors of enlightenment in Eastern
philosophies.
Yeah, Eastern mythology or philosophies is guarded by two lions, one of which is confusion, and that happens when something is said that doesn't fit what we already know or believe or is in opposition in some way to how we see life. And the other door, lion that guards the doors to enlightenment, is paradox, because there are things that are said that seem to oppose other things, but both of them can be true.
As Shia was speaking, I flashed on a Albert Einstein quote. I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't have the exact age.
I love it when you compare me to Albert Einstein.
Oh, well, thank you. Where common sense is a collection of prejudices
acquired before the age of 16 or 18.
So common sense may say, wait a minute, I can't affect world peace, or I can't, I have to worry about the future, or I have to be concerned with the past. I have to second guess myself.
I have to feel bad that the world is in the condition it's in.
As if your feeling bad adds anything constructive to the state you find your world in. So today, backing up again to something Shai said about really only being able to do one thing at a time, we really recommend that you just let go and listen. And listen not only to ourselves, but to our callers. I see we have a caller on hold, so we'll be taking him shortly.
Okay.
But it's allowing yourself to let go of what you know, what you think, what you're working on, and just relax into fully listening to hear what another person is saying from his or her perspective.
Now what's the value in that? Well, you know, Ariel and I have been leading workshops together for about 27 years, and I was leading workshops for different organizations and companies for a number of years prior to that. We also spent years taking workshops, attending or living in a meditation center for a couple of years in Europe. We've done a lot of working on ourselves to discover how to be living an enlightened life. But the problem is that all of those different techniques that we tried never quite got us into the moment with a permanence where you lived your life moment to moment rather than have an occasional blip of seeing the possibility. And the thing that transformed our lives was getting into the current moment of our lives. And listening will do that for you. If you don't listen by comparison to what you already know, but listen to hear what another has to say.
And you know, when Shai said getting into the moment, whilst that's true, the way you're hearing it might be slightly misleading. It was less that we got into the moment and more that we moseyed in there by mistake. But it wasn't like a purposeful, I'm going to get me in the moment. And actually, that's what happens with listening. If you are listening as a byproduct, you fall into the moment. It's not right. As if you're working to get somewhere. The act of listening is so compelling.
It pulls you into the current moment. Now, if you disagree with what's being said, or you agree with what's being said, that will take you out of the moment. Because you have to go and compare what's being said to what you already believe or disbelieve.
Should we take our caller?
Let's
do it. Andy.
We'll listen to Andy.
Yeah, let's listen to Andy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Andy. I'm calling in from Brooklyn. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I have a question. I got sick on Sunday. I woke up with a really I went to bed Saturday night. I was fine, and I woke up on Sunday and felt really sick, and I spent most of the day in bed.
That
and I had the hardest time being kind to myself when I was sick. And I just
Andy,
yeah.
You have the hardest time being kind to yourself.
Say again?
You have the hardest time being kind to yourself.
See,
yes,
when you're
that's
active,
very true.
It and masks your basic ground of being.
Which is hard on yourself.
Oh.
See,
so, yeah.
On some level, you still think your successes as an actor or your growth as a teacher or your creativity as in improv is part and parcel. It's made up of you driving yourself.
Yes.
You know, look, I have a cold right now. It's found its way to my lungs, and that's where it sits. Now, I notice that I need more rest and sleep, and I constantly joke with Ariel about it. I'm not really faking it because I'm sleeping all day. you know?
Yeah.
So that proves I'm not faking it, because, you know, you and I have the come from a work ethic where the idea of faking it is abhorrent to us. You know,
we want to
do the things we want to do, and we don't certainly want to be sick.
And that your value comes from what you produce.
Yeah, who you are is what you do.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've known you for a number of years, and there was a period of time way back when we first met you, before you really engaged in yourself, where you were sluggish. You were in a state of inertia, and it was really important in a certain respect that you kind of kicked yourself.
Well, that's very interesting.
Kick-started things.
When you say that, Ariel,
mm-hmm.
I flash back on when you were at war with your dad.
Yeah.
And your father is a teacher, and a very good teacher. And you had this real battle going on in you about whether to become a teacher, an acting teacher, because you didn't want to be like your dad.
Yeah, I did. Oh, man.
So that you see that a lot of the battles that we all have going on in us are really to try to prove our independence from our parents, as if we're not them, or at least not 50% each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's look at the perfection of the moment for
a moment.
Because I'm sure that you and Shahyar are not the only two people who are currently engaged in this show who are not feeling well. You know, a lot of people are sick, a lot of people have colds, different people have injuries.
I got to tell you this. See, I feel well. It's my body that's just off. You know, my lungs are not. There's this tendency to want to cough all the time like that. And you can hear it in my chest.
It sounds very sexy, yes. I always think that's one of life's little jokes.
Yeah.
That you sound so sexy when you're feeling physically a little depleted. You know, you get a cold or you get bronchitis or something like that.
Yeah.
It's one of life's jokes. But let's look at the perfection of the moment. It's really the second idea around instantaneous transformation, and that in any given instant, things can only be the way they are. And the way things are sometimes wars with our ideas of how they should be, or the forward momentum of our life. So on Saturday night, you had forward momentum, and on Sunday, your body said, no.
Yeah.
And then the question is, now what? Whether you notice your thoughts that you should be doing more, or whether you engage in those thoughts that you should be doing more, effectively putting yourself in a state of war.
Oh, that's really cool. Because
there really is a distinct difference.
Yeah, I really see that. I see how there's a... On Sunday specifically, I'm remembering back, there were thoughts that I had that I needed to do more, that I needed to get up and be active and handle things. And I just couldn't. And I said no, like I fought with my own thoughts and was in a state of war, like you just said.
The other thing is, your life, you know, are you feeling better today than you were on Sunday?
Yes.
Are you handling the things that you thought you should have handled on Sunday?
Yeah.
You know, there's a certain level of trust also where we get the idea that we are needed. And if we're not needed, if we're not engaged, you know, we often talk in the show about, I'm sorry, honey.
No, it's just background. Yeah.
Music.
I'm
going to be in Costa Rica. And there'll be birds singing, and I'm just pretending my coughing is birds.
It's all new background music.
Right, jungle music.
Jungle music.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just need to give yourself a break. I mean, actually, yeah. That could be a lifestyle where you give yourself a break. And sometimes cool. Giving yourself a break includes handling lots of details. Like for me, giving myself a break today, I was speaking with our assistant, Christina, who thankfully is here. Shai has been sleeping, and we've been putting together things for Costa Rica because we do a course in New York City this weekend, and then we leave pretty directly. So we won't have a lot of time to finish getting everything together, and we're going to be gone for a period of time. Whilst things were somewhat pulled together, giving myself a break today is about actually completing the aspects of the packing that I can complete, putting our clothes together, putting things in packing cubes, getting all our toiletries together, get the first aid kit together, you know, the supplies, what happens if somebody gets the flu or gets a boo-boo. I mean, like, we put everything together, but we're doing it now. And for me, giving me a break is actually jumping into action and completing things.
Well, so then your mind is at ease because you know, we take care of everything. It's interesting because, see, we talk about living in the moment and we're taking care of things that are going to come up in the future in this current moment because that's what needs to be done to achieve what we intend to have happen in the future, which is to have two courses in Costa Rica that go smoothly and that we have all the supplies there that we could possibly need.
So giving yourself a break does not have one picture to it. I find it very relaxing to complete things now and to be active.
Here's the thing. Most people, Andy, don't give themselves a break when they take a break. They do what you did. They beat on themselves for not working harder.
Yeah.
Which is why you still felt pretty crummy on Monday right up until you came to Monday night when you integrated with yourself, where you were where you were as opposed to thinking you should be doing your life different or you should feel different or you should be engaged in a different activity. When you get in sync with yourself, then regardless of your physical health, for instance, you have well-being.
Yeah, that is so cool. I mean, when I got to your Monday night Alive seminar in New York, I was struggling with myself before. I thought, oh, I can't go, I shouldn't go, I'm not feeling well. And Shia, you encouraged me to come. And so I said, yes, I'm going to go. And when from that moment when I said yes, I felt more in sync with myself. And then when I arrived and sat down and listened to whatever was happening that night, the symptoms like faded into the background and I felt there. I felt me. I felt awesome.
I love that you're saying that you felt there, you felt me, you felt awesome, because people have a picture of what me should look like, and so they don't allow themselves to feel well if they have a cold or they have a backache or they if something goes physically amiss. We tend to victimize ourselves and we tend to complain about it, and we do have something to say about that whole victimization thing, but we'll need to say it after the break. So mm-hmm. Can you come back with us after the break?
Will do.
Most awesome.
Excellent. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Thank you.
ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. We were speaking with Andy before the break. You still with us, Andy?
Hello.
Excellent. We said we'd mention something about how you victimize yourself with your, not you, Andy, but the global you.
How we victimize ourselves.
With the circumstances of our lives. And interestingly enough, there are no happy
victims.
And everybody says they want to be happy.
Right, but there's a world full of unhappy people because they are disagreeing with how their lives are showing up.
You know, a lot of the really unhappy people are people who made New Year's resolutions.
Right. I'm going to lose weight this year.
You know, sometimes people, there was a while where Shia and I did a very different eating style. And it was great because we said we're going to do this, and we did it wholeheartedly, and we did it as an experiment. We dropped a significant amount of weight, and, you know, we put a little bit back, but we've evened out. We're not going back to where we were before, which is lovely. But it wasn't as if I'm going to be a better person once I accomplish that. Life will be better. I'll like me better. It's really important you allow yourself to be fine, be kind with yourself, enjoy
right
yourself.
Right now, because right now is all we have.
Otherwise, when you lose weight, it'll be an extension of now, and you'll be even more unsettled because you'll have accomplished that thing, but it won't have fundamentally shifted anything.
Yeah.
That's very cool. This is Andy still, and I have started a new eating style this year, actually. I actually started it before the new year, so it wasn't really a New Year's resolution. And I've discovered it's really like a fun game. What I'm doing is I'm cutting out wheat and gluten Monday through Friday. And it's actually been really a very exciting game for me. It's not like I need to lose weight, I need to be better. I didn't make any resolutions this year. I'm just playing this game with myself, and it's really fun, and I don't know. I've learned that for me, when I make a resolution, it's like there's something wrong with me, as opposed to what I'm doing now, which is actually, it came from a moment where I was looking at myself in the mirror, and I thought, wow, I really like how I look. I'm actually found myself very attractive, and there were just some extra pounds that I wanted to shed. But it,
it wasn't a problem. So it just became kind of like a fun, exciting game. And I learned that stuff from attending your guys' weekend workshops, your Monday nights, your weekend workshops, Costa Rica. In fact, you have a weekend coming up this weekend, Transformation in the New Year, which I'm going to be at, and I'm incredibly excited to be a participant at. It's this Friday night, January 10th, and Saturday and Sunday, January 11th and 12th, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, for all those of you who are coming, and even if you're not, you can get a jump start either on the weekend or on your year with this idea that you are perfect, that you are the embodiment of perfection. Transformation in the New Year is about getting here and into the perfection of the moment and all else, creativity, losing those extra pounds. Everything comes out of the perfection of this moment as opposed to you're broken and now let's fix it.
Hmm. I find your guys' workshops so powerful. I'm so excited to be going to the one this weekend. And if you're listening and it's something that you're interested in, I invite you to come. There's still time. You can still make it this weekend. It's going to be the most fun. It's the most fun way to kick off this new year and this January. And if you can't make this one, Erlyn Shai have a workshop in March called Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth is a Lifestyle. And that's March 14th, Friday the 14th in the evening, and Saturday and Sunday, March 15th and 16th.
Very articulate of you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure. I mean, I find that I find two things. One, the seminars start for me as soon as I sign up for them. Like, I make a commitment that I want to be there, and things in my life start transforming. I mean, now that I think about it, I didn't have this idea for this game, to not eat wheat Monday through Fridays, until after I signed up for Transformation in the New Year. It just, you know, it was, I think the next day is when I noticed how great I looked in the mirror and was like, oh, hey, this will be a fun game to play.
Well, you know, as you say that is, the difference between transformation and change is this. Change is where you identify what's wrong and you work and you effort and you take steps to fix it. And with transformation, the shift happens and then you live your life and you see what's happened out of the shift. And when you signed up for the seminar, you made a commitment for that. You're like, I want that. That's for me. I'm having that. And you start having it from the moment you register, and then, of course, it intensifies when you get to the seminar itself. It's a very cool thing.
You said you had...
Yeah.
What was the second thing? Do you still remember?
I don't.
Okay.
I was listening to you.
Well, since we have another caller, We'll let you.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
Yes.
Me too. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks. You too, Andy. We have another caller. It looks like Sandy from California.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, and I love being here with the two of you. I was listening to the show, and... funny, I started out with a question and it kind of went away because just being with you and with Andy and listening, it was really cool. I feel really good.
What was your question?
Well, I was going to say that this morning I woke up and I had thoughts in my head about being this bad parent. And, you know, my daughter lost her father, who is my ex-husband, and I...
Who is what?
Her ex-husband.
My ex-husband.
Right.
And I woke up this morning, and the thought in my head was, man, you didn't do enough. You are not a good parent. You'll never be enough. You're not. What you've done, you weren't there enough.
But let me tell you something. You're right. You can't do enough to satisfy your mind.
Ever.
So you'll never be enough in your thoughts.
You know those things that you're good at?
And your standards.
You're
that
not.
That weren't yours anyway, that were handed down to you generation from generation over the eons of time. All these superstitions and ideas about how you're supposed to live your life to be a good person. All that stuff was put upon you. And the people who gave that to you, your predecessors, didn't live it either.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Time for a new game.
Yes, and I
felt
that.
The game is called being kind to yourself.
Yes. Yeah, be kind to myself. I really felt that as I was listening to the show, that just, you know, I just need to be kind to myself and just show up. And I feel better than I did when I dialed up. And then when we were talking about, when I heard you talking about weight and how I can be so unkind to myself about my body.
Well, you keep saying something, Sandy, that catches me. You keep saying, I had a thought, I can be unkind. And I know you're familiar with what I'm about to say as a concept, but I want to say it again to you and maybe for the first time to people who are listening. You aren't saying those things.
You're listening to those things.
Right.
They are a string of thoughts.
And that string of thoughts is like a jukebox that plays. When it gets stimulated a certain way, it plays certain tunes. And one of the not-so-good oldies is, I'm not good enough.
So
yeah, that's a top one.
What's happening is your mind is this giant storage rack for ideas. And the ideas are to ensure your survival or whatever the mind considers itself to be. And it's a survivalistic self-improvement machine where nothing satiates it, because it's a machine and its job is not to be satiated. It's to look for possible things that you need to improve on to ensure your survival. So if you wake up in the morning and it's haranguing you, you think it's you, or you listen to it as if it's got valuable messages. If your television were to play, Sandy, you're a rotten mother, you didn't do enough, she'd be like, well,
I'm changing the channel.
Hello. But because it happens in the apparent privacy of your own thoughts, you think it's you.
Let's go to something else. Let's take a look for a second. Can you be different than you are right now?
No.
Right. In the current moment of your life, if you can't be different than you are, then you never could have been different in any moment of your life. That includes your parenting years.
Right.
So give yourself a break. Why beat on yourself for what you couldn't have done differently? And you couldn't have done it differently because you didn't.
Okay.
The game is called Have Compassion for Yourself and What You've Done or Haven't Done.
Okay. I like that game.
You know, the other thing is your ideas, your moralistic ideas of what is good and bad is part of the culture you were dipped in. And we often say that our approach is not psychological, it is not religious, it is not a philosophy, that it really is a anthropological approach, where an anthropologist is a scientist who's observing cultures to see how they're put together.
How they function.
And no conclusions about why are necessary.
Good or bad. They're just noticing the way it is that you function.
You know, I've been standing a lot in front of our windows watching the birds. It's been so cold here, and we have a bird feeder, and it's about the only thing around to eat. And so the birds have been collecting, and they come and they go. And every once in a while, they all scatter because we have large red-tailed hawks and little, like, smaller, kind of hairier type of hawks that will come in and swoop down and
eat the birds.
You know, we basically have put a feeding station for them. And
we put a feeding station for the vegetarian birds, and we have a feeding station for the carnivore birds.
And so
those are vegetarian birds.
Right. Yeah, the vegetarian birds are the carnivore birds' dinner.
Right.
And it's like, so is that a good bird or a bad bird? They don't have the judgment system that we have placed over top of them. You know, we went to, and I, you'll have to excuse me, please. I know I'm going off into something obscure, but it amuses me, so I'll do it anyway. We went to, over the holidays, to my sister's house in Bellevue, Washington for Christmas, and when they built their house, they had to be really careful of this particular tree because the tree is a nesting place for bald eagles, and every year a pair of bald eagles come and they nest there and they raise their chicks. But you know what they do if a chick comes back and tries to rejoin the nest?
What?
They kill it.
Yeah.
The parents.
The parents kill any birds that make the bed... have the bad taste to come back and try and get in the nest or be near the nest or be in a tree by the nest. And, you know, were you a good parent or a bad parent? Well, I...
If you compare it to that, no matter how you were, you were a good parent.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't eaten her yet.
You haven't killed her yet.
Right? I haven't killed her yet.
Yeah.
No.
No, you didn't kill her and let her die on the, you know, lay there on the roof. No,
yeah.
You know, it's just, so,
yeah.
Like our ideas of what makes good and bad are something that's socially imposed. And in a very funny way, it's no different than the conversation we just had with Andy, where being sick is bad, or you've done your life wrong, or, you know, what is it you're not saying that you got a cold, or, you know, good people are well and bad people are sick. In that
paradigm. But good people can be sick, too, in reality.
Yeah. Speaking of good people who are sick, our friend Terry is quite ill, and this is a shout-out to Terry. Hope you're having a good day today.
That's right.
You know, because in her illness, there are good days and bad days. And, you know, as far as, you know, feeling sicker or feeling better, so... having an illness does not make you
a bad person.
Or as if your life is doing wrong.
That's awesome.
And there's a lot of people out there who think that, well, they believe superstitions. And one of the superstitions is that when you're enlightened, you don't get sick anymore. And that is a superstition. Because a lot of people look for enlightenment because they're trying to avoid the domination of life. And if you can allow yourself to be dominated by your life, in other words, be a yes to whatever your life requests of you, life becomes much easier and simpler and more fun to live.
Speaking of yes, I know you're out in California and you have a Say Yes to Your Life meetup that meets out there. I think, is it in Hayward?
Yes.
How's that going?
It's going great. We have about 100 members.
Oh, wow.
And
that's great.
Yeah, about 100 members. And our monthly meetings fluctuate. So we just had our January meeting this past Monday, the meetup, and it was Say Yes to Transformation in the New Year. And we will be scheduling February and March this week. So anyone out there that's interested lives out in California, in the Bay Area. It's a really easy access to where we meet at a lovely cafe with great food and lovely coffee. And I invite you all to come out. We have a lot of fun, and it's really fun. It's great.
Let me just get something clear. Did I see an email come in from you that said your daughter came to your meetup?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I have to tell you, you really failed as a parent. I mean, it's so obvious she doesn't want to hang out with you.
And she's been coming since the first one.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's terrible of me.
Yeah.
Horrible of me.
But no, yes. It's there
you're,
are...
You're normal.
You're normal. There are thoughts and there are there's reality. And it's very interesting that you heard that and then went into the, that's terrible of me.
But that's
the order it goes in, rather than what Shai and I often talk about is this slackjaw school of enlightenment where you go, huh, she's been coming since the first one. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, when you see that you've done all you could have done, there's nothing else you could have done. in the time, you know, back in that time, then it's time to relax a little bit, Sandy, and let your life flower, blossom, rather than work on what you think you did wrong, because you didn't do anything wrong. Nothing.
Oh.
Sorry.
I like it. I like that I didn't do anything wrong.
Good.
That's cool. Yeah.
There's no room for masochists on this show.
Okay.
Hey, Sandy, you come back with us after the break?
I'd love to.
Awesome.
Well, we're going to go to a break right now.
Why not? It's part of our lives. Let's be dominated by it.
Yes.
Let's surrender to it.
Okay.
Awesome. We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Cane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. By the way, for those of you in the New York area, next Monday is our last Monday Night Alive for a while. It's at our lovely new location. We had our first evening last Monday at the Skyline Hotel. Shout out to the staff there, man. They are wonderful. The new location is awesome. It's on 49th and 10th. It's a beautiful room. It's quiet. It's lovely. They're wonderful.
Great view of the city.
And so next Monday is our last Monday Night Alive until we come back for February 10th Magical Relationships special evening event. Our international call is on the 11th, also on the theme of magical relationships. Of course, there will be meetups on the Say Yes to Your Life theme while we are away. You can find out more about all of it on our website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Still with us, Sandy?
I am.
Excellent. You know, as you know, the title of the show is World War Me, and war really starts when you start second-guessing yourself.
When you think you should have done things differently than you did.
Yeah.
And it puts you in a vortex of nothing but pain when you second-guess yourself. Although we've been taught that second-guessing ourselves is a useful endeavor.
Well, that's what we've been taught, but we've been taught a lot of things. You know, we once received an email telling us we were irresponsible because we told people that their lives could transform effortlessly and easily and instantaneously. We got an email from somebody that said, you know, you're being irresponsible because everybody knows that to transform your life takes a lot of hard work and drugs.
Years of therapy and drugs.
Wow.
So, that's what everybody knows.
So, I know you're joining us in Costa Rica. I suggest you play a game with yourself between now and then, where if you notice yourself second-guessing yourself, you just divert your attention back into the room that you're in, what you're actually doing, as opposed to thinking about how you're doing your life. Just play that between now and when you come to Costa Rica, and let's see who shows up when she gets there.
Sounds awesome.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We have another caller.
Yeah, thanks, Sandy.
We're going out, we're going further west.
Yeah.
We're going east, but we're going further
east
west.
East or west, depending on which direction we go.
Well, Sandy was in California, so we went west.
Oh, yes, further west then.
We'll continue further west to Hong Kong, and we have Cheryl.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, I feel really lucky in hearing you guys two nights in a row.
Yeah, awesome. Yes, because she called into the international call, too, which is always so impressive, because when you call, it's like 2 in the morning.
In Hong Kong.
Yeah, so nice to
see you guys. Yeah, last night was really great. The international call was really exciting. I almost couldn't go to sleep afterwards because I was so excited and really feeling energetic and... but when we finished, it was around 4:30 in the morning. But it's a great call.
I have a question. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on headphones.
Well, here's the thing. Slow down a little bit in your talking because your headphone doesn't seem to catch up with your words.
So it creates a little echo backlog.
Yeah, a little echo. So we have to really struggle to understand you.
Okay, maybe if I put it closer to me enough, is that better?
Yeah, better, and I'd still go slower.
Slower will be better. I know you're enthusiastic about your life. So suppress your enthusiasm somewhat, at least as it comes out your mouth.
How about harness it?
Okay, harness it, not suppress it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Very good. So, you have a question for us?
A question is on, I guess, some observations. The topic was for me and also just being kind to myself. Being kind to myself is not really a concept I knew of before meeting you guys. So, it's been really cool to learn how to be kind to myself. And I just recently... I started dating somebody, and I found it really cool to observe my behaviors and my mechanical behaviors. And I found that when things don't go the way I like them, I tend to throw a tantrum or get a little bratty, and that doesn't feel nice, and it doesn't make the other person feel nice.
Well, now that you see it, that's the beginning of the battle being over. If you don't judge yourself for having temper tantrums or getting bratty, you're going to get in control. It may be that at first you notice it while you're in the midst of it, but if that's the case...
If you keep bringing awareness to it, you'll find a place where you can see it before it happens... And then you don't have to go there. Now, initially, you may see it before it happens and go there anyway.
That's what's happening now.
Right.
I feel it's been happening.
So you see it, and you see I have a choice, and you say, I don't want to go there, but you go there anyhow.
Well, when you're not locked in that mechanics, as you say, mechanical behavior, what is this person's name you're seeing? What's his name? First name?
His name's Peter.
So once you get... You know, sometimes when you're in the midst of a temper tantrum, your thoughts are obviously colored by that. But once you come out the other side and you realize, oh, wow, that was bratty, it's really important you say, hey, Peter, I was a brat. I'm really sorry. Like, you call it on yourself. And then the two of you can discuss it if need be. But for certain, then it lays a groundwork of honesty between the two of you.
I like that state of honesty. And it's kind of new for me to do something like that, or to be honest in that way about my behavior, I guess, or just seeing it as well is new for me.
Yeah, because a lot of times people see it, they're embarrassed about it, or they're defensive for why they did it, and, you know, you can be right about why you did it, or you can have a relationship that's alive.
And that's really cool as well, because the past few days I've been doing this, and the call last night really helped, but I saw when I was being right, I didn't know it at first, that I was wanting to be right, but then, I don't know, I could hear your maybe some past calls or topics, and I realized I was wanting to be right, and as soon as I dropped it, I was able to take other actions that were actually more kind, not only to myself, but to him as well, and it's really nice. But then I could also go quickly within a few hours back to being a brat. So it was really cool to see how I could go in and out.
Well, there's a few things, Cheryl, that'll support you in being out of being a brat and in the moment.
Uh-huh.
One is, I believe you found this initially through our books, that you read our books.
Yes.
And then, you know, you're one of the people who's come from the farthest distance. You've come to New York. You've come to Hamburg. You've come to Costa Rica with us. You've participated. But in the meantime, you don't have the Monday Night Alives. You do have the international calls. The radio show, people listening to this may not be aware that we have archived all the shows. And if you find yourself with a question, chances are we've addressed that question at some point in the shows. And for instance, our friend Terry, who is so ill, listens to the radio show every night. She picks a different show. She finds it centers her and calms her and relaxes her, so that she can be centered in herself while she's going through this process. And so that's one thing. The radio shows are a really excellent thing. And the second thing is to recognize that you make a difference and share things that you're enthusiastic about or possibilities with other people, whether it's sharing transformation, other things you're passionate about as well, but using transformation as a metaphor, if you take your attention off you and start recognizing that you make a difference, and the difference you make is up to you. You can either be spreading temper tantrum, or you can be taking care of the people around you.
Look, temper tantrums are a way of relating to life that you learned from other people who did that, who either threatened a temper tantrum, threatened upset, or actually got upset as a way of getting their way. And it's not a very effective way. Well, it is a very effective way. If people succumb to that, then you'll get your way, but you'll create all kinds of karmic baggage that you will then be carrying around with the people you interacted with. You know, if you dominate people and manipulate them via the threat of upset, then they will do what you want, but they won't love you for it. They will get even when they can. So I suggest that if you notice that you dominate the folks around you by threatening upset, noticing it is a starting place to get control over it, so that old way of behaving that's been handed down to you before you had the ability to choose for yourself that way of being can fall away, and you can start to really have your own life rather than a life that's predicated on controlling your environment so that you think you're okay.
Yeah, I like that as well, because it was a certain level of familiarity, not only just from the observations, but it's that, like, I know I had done it before, this behavior, many, many times.
Yeah, this behavior felt, you've done, like, many, many times.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like slowing down. You have to consciously slow yourself down. You can't say, okay, I'll slow down, and then speed up again. You have to intentionally look at what you want to say and say it in a cadence that makes it easy for us to understand, because we're 8,000 miles away from you, my dear.
Mm-hmm. And it really is about keeping bringing awareness back to what is as a discipline. I found it last night for myself. Whilst making dinner, I could either be rushing through it, throwing together in the pot to get it over with, on to the next thing, or I could do it as if it was this sensuous adventure.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because I was sick last night, but Ariel asked me to help her take this large casserole dish out of the oven, which I did, and when I took the lid off of it, it was so lovely, the arrangement of vegetables and rice and everything that was in the dish was so beautiful, I could tell that it was made with love, and it tasted great.
So we're coming to the end of today's show. I think that's a great place to end, because there really is nothing that is too little or unimportant. Wherever you are, whatever you're in the midst of doing, that's what's important.
And if you do it as though it matters, it does. If you're trying to get over things to get onto what you think is important, you'll miss out on your life in the current moment of your life. And life is worth living and being here for.
Next week, we hope you will be here with us. The show is The Windows of Your Mind. And we were talking with Sandy about how she isn't those thoughts. They're going across the windows of her mind. So we'll talk more about that next week. So thanks for calling in today. Thanks to all of you for listening.
And share the show with people.
Yeah, share the show. That's one way that'll make a difference for you. You won't be prone to those temper tantrums. You share it with people. You're investing in what is rather than in what was. So thanks for being here. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.